In today's personal finance feature, we look at health insurance. While many South Africans desire medical aid, very few of them can afford it. Often, medical insurance is seen as a cheaper option, but the choice between the two depends on your personal circumstances, as well as the cover you may need. We discuss this further with Craig Comrie, CEO of ProfMed. Craig, thanks so much for your time. I imagine that there has been quite a lot of requests for medical cover at ProfMed, given the ongoing battle against the pandemic. But for those who, like me, at one stage thought that medical aid and medical insurance were one and the same thing, how do the two differ?
Thank you, Fifi, and great to be with you. It is a matter, when you purchase any healthcare product, that you need to look at the value you're receiving. And often value is being described by the consumer in the healthcare market at the moment as being getting something more than what you're paying for. And that's very difficult to do in any type of insurance product. And so we always tell members to take a very close look at what they need, what is their health status, and then to determine which product will best match them. So when it comes to the difference between health insurance products and medical scheme cover, there are some real differences, but we are seeing more and more so the two product offerings starting to overlap, probably in the middle space. So as we see medical insurance products become more comprehensive, we've seen medical schemes trying to offer more affordable products for those who need to get into the medical scheme market. And so there is probably an overlap in the product when people buy based on pricing in the areas of, let's say, the 700 to 1,300 rand per month for these type of products. Mm. But health insurance products typically are sold specifically based on an event of healthcare that occurs, while medical scheme cover is regardless of the event. It's in actual fact the treatment that you require, and based on the treatment you receive, the schemes will pay you according to their benefits. And so the other real distinctive factors lie in the fact that the two products are governed by two different regulations. Mm-hmm. In the medical scheme space, you have the Medical Schemes Act, which also requires medical schemes to provide you with quite a comprehensive set of benefits, often referred to as the prescribed minimum benefits. In fact, they are very comprehensive. Whilst in the medical insurance space, it's a little more open, and medical insurers can both underwrite you a lot further. They can risk rate you, which means that if you have risks, underlying risks, they can change the premium according to the risk that you hold. And so both need to be very carefully analyzed in terms of the type of needs that you actually have.
And this overlap, particularly in pricing between some medical aids and also medical insurance, is this something that has been happening, or is it an advent of the pandemic?
I think this is something that's been happening gradually over time. Certainly the medical schemes have been fighting for what they term a low income medical scheme benefit, but that requires some regulatory exemptions which haven't been forthcoming from the regulator. Whilst the medical insurance space has actually operated in a reasonably unregulated space, but has started to put on some really new benefits that include day-to-day benefits which were excluded in the past. And so what you see is maybe the pricing overlap, but I will draw your attention and your listeners to the attention that they need to look at the benefits that are on offer. It's the benefits that actually draw the biggest distinction between the two, and not just the pricing.
But in the main, there is a general perception out there that medical insurance is a lot cheaper or more affordable than medical aids. Is that the accurate view, would you say?
Probably is if you're looking at products that are below the 500 rand mark a month. You're probably looking at a medical insurance product, while anything above 700 rand a month would be the medical scheme cover. The issue then lies in the fact that we've seen the medical insurance covers actually stretch well into, and I saw one the other day, of 1,300 rand plus. Mm. And so as soon as you get into that space, you should be looking quite carefully at what benefits you're receiving. I mean, a cursory analysis will actually show you on the medical scheme space, it's a highly regulated space. But on average, schemes pay 90 cents for every rand that you contribute them out for claims. So there's only 10% that relate to marketing and non-healthcare related costs, administrative costs. Well, when you look at the medical insurance space, the amount that's paid towards claims is almost 60 to 75%. So a lot different in terms of what you're paying and what is paid in terms of the claims experience. Also, that the health insurance products usually come with some strict caps. So as you're in hospital, they may not cover the first few days in hospital, and will have a cap in terms of the greatest amount that they will cover of about, I saw 350,000 rand a year that they will cover. Where on the medical scheme side, that could stretch to certainly into millions of rands as you need the treatment and some of the real advanced technology treatments that we have in the country.
Mm. It sounds like you're saying that if, for instance, you or your cap in terms of affordability is below 1,300 or 1,000 or so, then perhaps the medical insurance might be the better option for you. But if you are presently paying around 1,300 or above, then perhaps a medical aid would be good to look at in terms of the value and the benefits that often exceed those in medical insurance. Have I understood you correctly?
Yeah, the important part is be careful of buying cheap. In fact, the overlap, I think, for medical schemes, and if you look carefully in the marketplace, is from 700 plus. So if you're below 700, definitely a health insurance product if you're only buying based on price. But if you above 700 rand, there is a very good chance you'll find a medical scheme option that could cater for your needs.
Mm. But then if you're generally a healthy person, like sometimes I even question why I even have medical aid, because I don't often, well, you know, besides for this pandemic that has mutated the flus, I've gotten all sorts of flus in this past 18 months or so. But prior, I mean, I was a generally healthy person. I rarely ever went to the doctor. I rarely ever got sick. And if you are in this position and wondering, you know, whether you need to be paying so much for medical cover, what is your advice to such people?
Yeah, it's an interesting analogy, but I always use the analogy of having a car and being a safe driver. You never take out insurance on your vehicle because you're the safe driver. You take out because of the risks in the marketplace. And one of the emerging risks we're seeing coming through is that chronic illness or even motor vehicle accidents are becoming more prevalent in our younger population. So there are more younger people below the ages of 30 experiencing diabetes, heart conditions, and it is a lifestyle thing. So it may not be that you're just healthy, but if you consider your family history, you can quickly pick up on the risks that you are likely to get. And people never think this year I'm going to get cancer or this year I'm going to be in the car accident, but that is something that provides you with peace of mind once you know that you are covered satisfactorily when you are needing to access the benefits that are on offer.
Yeah, Craig, I hear you 100%. My medical provider can rest assured I'm not going anywhere at this stage, because these accidents happen and you just never know when. But you also don't want to be on the wrong side of that accident happening in terms of not having sufficient cover. Yeah. But we'll leave it there. So thank you, Craig Comrie, who is the CEO of ProfMed.